Hey there, friend. Welcome to Online Courses Made Easy. I'm your host, Robin Kent, and I am thrilled you are here with me. Do you find yourself with a head full of course ideas and content only to feel overwhelmed when it's time to transform that knowledge into a profitable online course, navigate the course technology, and craft a clear launch strategy? No worries, because this podcast is designed just for you. I'll guide you in mastering the art of organizing and delivering your course content for student success, creating launch strategies that draw in your dream students, and setting up systems that make learning a breeze. So go grab your favorite cup of coffee and let's dive in and simplify the world of online courses. Hey friend, okay, well, welcome back to today's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about how many offers should you have? How many maybe courses should you have? And we're going to break them down into two different categories because I used to have this question often, and now I have course creators asking me, like, how many courses do I have? And then the next question that I hear them ask is, should it be a low ticket offer or a high ticket offer? It's a great question. Great, great question. So today I want to talk to you about the pros and cons of a low ticket offer and a high ticket offer. And figuring out how many should you have in your business. Some of you are just starting off and you're like, wait. I'm just trying to, create my first course. But many of you are like, okay, I got my first course down pat, or before I move forward, I need to figure out, do I want to create multiple mini offers or do I want to create one high ticket offer? So let's talk about that today. Okay. So think with me, think about your topic and think about your ideal client. Are your ideal client, one of the things that I think about with mine are that because I deal with tech and strategy are the two main things that I talk about. And so a lot of times people with tech will get overwhelmed. If I am going to teach them how to build a WordPress website, they would be like checked out before they even look properly at the sales page because that could be just so overwhelming. But if I talk to them about how to build a sales page, not a whole entire website, but I want to show them step by step in a course how to build a sales page, how to design it, how to optimize it, how to make it SEO friendly, all of those kind of different pieces, then they're going to be more likely like, okay, think I can tackle that. That doesn't seem overwhelming to me. So making smaller offers that look like that, just like what I do with my email courses. So I have two email courses. I have one that's a beginner email course, and I have one that is launch automation, specifically when you're ready to launch your sale, your promotion, all of this inside ConvertKit, but how to actually create all of the automations in the back end, tags and the different pieces, bells and whistles that you want to set up so that it can be on autopilot. So what I have found is that I have two different kinds of clients. I have clients who are just about to start building their email list. They know they chose ConvertKit and they need help with that whole process of getting their lead magnet together. What do they put in their email and setting up ConvertKit so that they can, when somebody types in their name and their email on the landing page, then they get the deliverable that they're promised. So that's my first mini course that I have for emails that connect and convert. Then my second one is a launch email automations 101 mini course, like I said, that takes them from beginning to end in launching a product, an offer, a course, whatever, but inside ConvertKit. It is bite-sizable for in the tech world. That is like, okay, I think I can do this. You have to think about your audience and seeing how do they learn? What are you teaching? And Is this something, where do I want to start? If it's your first course, you might want to start with like what they call either a starter course or spotlight course. And so it's not so big and take you forever to get it out there in the world, because I'm going to tell you right now that it's going to take some tweaking and it's going to take some changing. And the very first videos you make will more than likely get recreated after you figure out really and truly the best way to deliver your content. So that's in your more lower ticket offer. But say that you're creating a course and you're a health coach and you are doing a group coaching program and you're coming in, they're going to be with you for 3 to 6 months. You have 5 or 6 modules that you're taking them through. And so this is going to be, you know, you think about the content, how you're going to deliver it. This would be more of a high ticket offer. If you have a high ticket offer, like a group coaching program, let's say, you know, $1,500 to $2,000 for the course, then it's going to be easier for your actual ideal clients to go, oh, that's what she's about. And if I'm going to work with her, then that is how I work with her. Think about what works best for you. Now, the thing is that it takes at least 20 touches, about 20 touches, for someone to get connected with you and how to actually, you know, decide if they're going to buy from you. And of course, it varies versus if you have low ticket offers or if you have high ticket offers. All of those kind of pieces come into play. So you have to use that in your mind of whether that is your email sequences or that you direct them to your podcast so that you can get more touches there. Maybe you have a Facebook group where they can start getting more touches there. These are things that I work with my one-on-one clients with in their course creation journey. We figure out, what are they going to create? What is their end product? And how are we going to get those people there? Because just think with me, if you just found me online and you came in for a freebie, so your investment was basically your email address to me, okay? And then I went straight to marketing and saying, here's my $2,000, you know, product here. It's going to be harder to create a conversion making that big jump. So that is one of the tactics that I actually work with and strategies that I work with my clients one-on-one and helping them figure out, how, if I do have a high ticket offer, how do I take that customer journey from the very beginning, because you're wanting to build your email list. You're wanting to get people on your email list so that you can nurture and create that know, like, and trust factor and all of those pieces. But how do I take them to get ready for my high ticket offer? And then also, how do I then, if I have a low ticket offer, say $27, $67, $197, even in those ballparks, how do I pull my people in? I get them in my email system. I get them into my community. I get them into my world so that I can get those up to 20 touches or more to let them know who I am, what I do, and how I can serve them. And at what point do I actually bring in the low ticket offer and say, it's been, you know, great that you're on here. I know your pain point is XYZ, and this is how I can serve you. My mini course or my whatever masterclass may be the perfect fit, or is the perfect fit to take you from here to there, to where you want to go. And so I just want you to think, when you're deciding whether you're going to do low ticket offers or high ticket offers, think about, one, What do you have space for? What do you have time to create? But also, how can you break it down to bring that win to that potential student so they can feel like it's something that they can manage and not be overwhelmed with? So those really play a big part in making that decision. Just think through those things. And if you want to hop on over into my free community, Online Courses Made Easy, over there we talk about these different things. You can come over there and ask questions and connect with other course creators just like you and I, and trying to figure out what is the next best step and what and how can we serve more and scale our business at the same time. If you are ready to really tackle your course creation journey and get going fast, and you're ready to work with me side by side, where I help guide you and help you build each individual layer, no matter where you are in your journey. If you're at the very beginning and the idea is still in your head, or you have your modules mapped out, you're trying to figure out what's next, how to make sure people know you have this offer, how to set yourself up for success, then make sure to reach out to me at robinkent.com/coaching and let us connect and see if we are a great fit so that I can get you moving forward here in 2024 so that you can scale your business and have more time for the fun stuff in this world, because I am all about fun and time with our families and with our friends and just enjoying life in this entrepreneurial world. All right. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day, and I cannot wait to talk to you really soon. Hey friend, thanks so much for listening to the Online Courses Made Easy podcast today. I sure hope it helped get your wheels turning in believing that you too can create a profitable online course. If you ever have any questions or want to dig deeper into navigating your course creation journey, then make sure to come join me and other course creators over in the community on Facebook, where we are all on the same journey of building that online course to grow our business and have more time freedom with our families. Go to robinkent.com/community so that you can build, launch, and deliver the online course you can't stop thinking about. Can't wait to see you in the next episode. Have a great week.